أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين. In the previous ayat we read that the munafiqeen, they in their mind think they are mocking at Islam and at Allah and making a fool of them by saying that they believe, and they know in their hearts that they don't believe. So this outward mockery and fooling of theirs, Allah Ta'ala said, Allah Ta'ala will treat them also in a like way. That is, in this dunya, ulama have written, if a person sees that his dunya is increasing and is living very comfortably in his dunya, but he's in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, then that is a great warning for that person. That is also, Allah treats him in a like way that he thinks Allah is pleased with him and that he's doing the right thing, but Allah is displeased with him, and Allah takes such people to task suddenly. A person should fear if his dunya is going right but he's in the disobedience of Allah, that is also a punishment for him which Allah Ta'ala is meting out to him. The second will be, as we had explained, it is mentioned that when crossing Pul Sirat, they will see the light of the believers and they will also want of that light. They will say, give us also. So they will think again there that they are getting light, but there also it will be told, no light for you. So there also Allah will treat them in a similar way. And then finally, a door of Jannah will be opened for them and it will be told to them, go and enter Jannah. Just as they are about to enter, the gate, the door of Jannah will be shut upon them, and then they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. So therefore, to be two-faced and to have something else in the heart and something else on the tongue is something very, very dangerous. In this ayat, Allah explains the reason for that. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ. Ye wahi hai jinhone mol li gumrahi hidayat ke badle. These are those people whom Allah Ta'ala had given the capability of seeing the truth and accepting it, but they were blinded because of the objectives of this dunya. They wanted the peace and comfort of dunya. They just wanted this dunya's life, and they were blinded with that, and so that capacity of recognizing Allah Ta'ala and fulfilling His commandments, they were blinded and it was taken away from them. Then here the Quran Sharif says they bought misguidance and so for the price of guidance. They gave that natural guidance which Allah had given, that you can recognize Allah, you know Allah, you follow on His deen, etc. But they had given that away and they bought in its place misguidance, and to this height that they are hiding the truth, what is the falsehood which is in their heart, and expressing that they believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yeah, ulama have written a very beautiful point that Allah has used the word of buying. They have bought misguidance in place of guidance. The reason for that is that in buying and selling, the buyer must be happy with the sale. So these people were happy. They went to this extent, they were doing their utmost harm, and they were happy in doing that. It is like a person is doing some transaction, maybe buying a property, whatever else, and he's very happy, but in the meantime he's being deceived terribly with that. Somebody is promising some great returns, offshore returns, and he puts all his money there, and when he finds it is all gone. Like that, these people also, they completely sold this natural hidayat which Allah gave them, and happily they gave it away. So in other words, to show the height of their foolishness, and they themselves, munafiqeen, always think that they are above the others, that we know better, etc. So this is a very, very serious matter that a person must be very careful and think about his iman, because a person can easily be deceived with that. And they sold it it bil huda, this guidance which Allah had given them, that natural capacity to recognize Allah tabaraka ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala has imbued and given every human and jinn. Naturally Allah presented himself to all and asked, Alastu bi rabbikum, and all accepted it also. But just the things of this dunya, whatever it may be, power, money, fame, name, enjoyment of dunya, whatever it might be, these things blind a person. So Allah says further, فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ سُنَافِ نَهْوِي أُنْكِ سَوْدَى giri. So this business of theirs did not give them any profit. Forget profit, their capital also got destroyed. The capital of recognizing Allah Ta'ala, that also got destroyed. And the real business is the business of Akhirat, which Allah says, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Should I not show you of a business that will save you from a painful punishment, and a terrible punishment of Jahannam? Such a business, these people hardly had any idea what that business is. They were limited to this dunya, never did they even give thought of the business of the Akhirat and what the conditions will be there. وَمَا كَانُوا مُحْتَدِينَ or نَهُوِ رَاحْ پَانِ وَالِ. And these are those people who did not find the right path. That is the path of leading to Allah, leading to the commandments, fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And this business is based on sincerity, ikhlas. That a person from his heart, he believes sincerely in the commandments of Allah, and especially the basics of Iman, which we read in our Iman Mufassal, Amantu Billahi wa Malaikatihi wa Kutubihi, all that they believe completely and thoroughly in that Allah is the doer of everything, everything is in the control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So with that ikhlas, they believe in that, and they are prepared to use their lives and their money in order to fulfill the commandments of Allah. At every juncture of life, the most important thing in their lives is to fulfill the command of Allah. And they are prepared to give their lives to fulfill the command of Allah and to spend all their wealth. That is the tijarat, that business of Akhirat. But when a person is blinded with of this dunya, then he only thinks of dunya and the benefit of this dunya. To be saved from that, we all should make lot of dua that Allah saves us, all of us, our family and all, from this nifaq. And as we had explained, this hypocrisy is a very subtle thing, and it comes into any person very easily. We can only beg of Allah to protect our iman, and that we are not also munafiq, that we are saying something and doing something else. When we are in one good, when we are in a good environment, we are also very good. When we go in another environment, we change completely also. Our whole lifestyle changes, our clothing changes, everything of ours change. We should be very careful of all this. May Allah Ta'ala protect our iman and the iman of all our family and the whole ummah. And let us live on the true iman and die on the true iman. Wa akhiru da'wana.